A best moment may or may not be a cliche best moment, like your wedding day or your graduation or something like that. It may have happened totally unexpectedly. It might have something to do with music, and it might have nothing to do with music. First time I did this, I only came up with three best moments, and only two of those could I really still feel poignantly. But since then, I've remembered a few more, and of course, I've had some really powerful ones more recently. In order to help you identify your best moments, I've tried to describe some of mine in this video. To make a long story short, after a year, despite the offer of a promotion and a raise, I quit. Somehow I managed to go into the office of my boss and her boss and tell them I was done. And unexpectedly, strangely, in the final 2 weeks on the job, I was transported to another planet. Somehow, I was alive again. I knew I would never see any of my coworkers again, and I suddenly cared to know so much more about everyone, who they were, what their dreams were. I suddenly found myself able to relate to people honestly, genuinely, and I found myself reaching out to them, connecting with them. The energy of every look in the eye, every smile, every well wish. I wanted the best for everyone, and they wanted the best for me. I wanted to know who everyone was, free of judgment, free of self-consciousness, free of fear, full of genuine interest, curiosity, and wonder. Somehow, and for some reason, I put out energy and it was returned by everyone around me in a magnified, intense, and joyful way. I went to Germany for a full year on a student exchange right out of high school, mainly for the experience. About halfway through, I made the decision to join the school rock band, and this was when I started making real friends. I made real connections with people in a way that I hardly understood. I mean, the friends I made in that time became friends forever. I was the foreigner, totally out of my element. I was happy to be accepted, period, by anyone. It was intense, while at the same time, free, fun, and full of adventure. It was easy to fall in love. I was forced to be in the present moment, in part, because I knew there was an end date to the exchange when I'd have to get on a plane back to Canada and say goodbye. Also, after 9 months in Germany, I was no longer thinking about home. I'd managed to put it out of my mind entirely. I didn't have to give a thought to my future either. I knew I'd be going to university when I got back. It was all settled and seemed like a distant reality. There was nothing to worry about. Little did I know all I'd be trying to do for the next 15 years was get back to that same feeling. Playing music and connecting again with those people that I'd loved. It was the first jam with complete strangers that I'd organized since moving across the country, and we were jamming on a few of my original tunes. I felt the connection you feel with other players when you're playing music and giving all you've got. It was really great energy in the room. It was the realization of a dream, a vision I'd had for a long time, hearing my songs played by a band, and it felt good. It was a major event for me to be playing with new players in a new city. All that had come before didn't matter, and all that was to come was open canvas. I was judging nothing, not myself, not anyone. It was all out in the moment. It was one jam, in one room, in one city, in one world. And for those 2 hours, it was the place to be. On the boundary of a wide open, pristine, magnificent beach, and an opening in the rainforest where the trail heads back up to Radar Hill at Long Beach, Vancouver Island, Canada. I look back. I had one of those mystical, transcendental experiences when your awareness expands outwards and is brought into communion with something infinite and indescribable. It's an awareness, and it's a feeling, a tingling feeling, an elevated emotion that moves you profoundly, a spontaneous present moment of connection, wonder, and awe. During the vows, it was just me and her. Everything else melted away. I put down the mic, held her hands in mine, looked into her eyes, and meant each and every word. Time stood still. Despite all the craziness of the rest of the wedding event, that was the moment that mattered. And it was a beautiful moment. Third year university, 21 years old, living on my own, in the city, feeling lonely, despairing, grinding out the grades in quiet desperation, really knowing I just wanted to do music. The sudden emergence of a feeling of a knowing that everything was going to work out, that the future held limitless potential, and it came from nowhere, or rather, it came from me somewhere. At the time, I translated what I was feeling and thinking into words on a little piece of paper, and I've always kept it in a box, and now it's in my wallet, and this is what I spontaneously wrote. It can work. I am on my way. Skepticism aside, the here and now, the wonder of it all. Search for the ultimate possibilities. Know thyself. Experience thyself. Remember the beauty that is the world. Share in that beauty. Make the ultimate possibilities come true. Feel good about accomplishments because they are worthwhile. They are for love. Hold fast to that beauty. Acceptance. Make things happen for you. Simply be ready for the ultimate experience. It can be ours, and we can make it work for us. To our future. At the time, I couldn't really explain it, but it sure brought me back. I'd moved back to British Columbia after spending a year in Toronto trying to break onto the music scene, and I'd lined myself up with a tree planting job, but it was 2 months before the season was going to start, and until it began, I was stuck living in a trailer in a small town called Castlegar with my girlfriend and her parents. And that was all right and fine. But on the other hand, the relationship wasn't really working out. And I had been being ground down to a tiny little piece of myself slowly but surely for quite a while. And when the season finally began, and I got on the Greyhound bus north, I was so happy to be on my own, living in a tent, free as can be, in the forest, with the mosquitoes, the flies, the bears, and the planting crew. It was such a relief. I was just happy to plant trees all day, eat food, play guitar and hacky sack, and drink cheap beer. The past was gone. The future didn't matter. I didn't have to think about it, and I didn't think about it. And I planted so many trees, I became a sort of leader of the crew. It was good times. I was walking back to the University of BC campus from a nearby coffee shop on the road along the fringe of a little forested park. It was essentially a nondescript day in a fairly ordinary place at an ordinary time, but I was in songwriting mode. Nevertheless, there was no explanation for it, but I suddenly had a transcendental experience again. I just felt a presence. In the forest, around the tops of the trees, it was kind of an awareness, a feeling, a magnificent feeling of connectedness with everything, of beauty, of belonging, of the infinite. And I ultimately wrote a song about it called Impossible Beautiful. Here is the first verse and chorus. Impossible Beautiful, you strip away my fear. You inspire me to try. Impossibly, beautifully, I recover my youth. I feel you. You take me by the hand for this moment, knowing that I will always remember. Now I am your witness. even as I dare to dream the impossible.
So there you go. Quite a variety of best moments. Notice that some of these moments were very brief moments, and others spanned weeks or even months. In fact, I only really remembered the longer ones when I first did this. But now it's time for you to start to think about your own best moments, and we'll go into more detail on how to do that in the next video.